get your questions ready. The Fantasy Forecast with Anita Marks starts right now.
What's up? What's up? Anita Marks with you here on 98.7 ESPN. It is Fantasy Forecast. 800-919-3776 is the phone number. That's how you get on board. And wall-to-wall fantasy football talk with you for the next hour. We'll hear from Cynthia Freeland. We'll get her fantasy football sleepers, as some people might call them, guys that might be flying a little bit under the radar. And then at 8 o'clock, Matthias Kiwanuka, as we know, former Giant great, won a Super Bowl with the Giants. He's in town. Big day today at MetLife Stadium. And it is Eli Manning's day. They were retiring his jersey. He's going into the Giants Hall of Fame and all that good stuff. So a lot of ex-Giants are in town for that, and Kiwi is. So he'll be in studio with us until 11 o'clock, and then he'll head over to the stadium. So excited. Kiwi will join me at 8 a.m., and we'll be with you until 11 a.m. We've got Mike Tannenbaum, who's going to be joining us at 10 a.m. as well. And excited, we'll hear from Jordan Renan about the Giants, as they are hosting the Atlanta Falcons today. We will hear from Rich Cimini. He is in Denver. Of course, the Jets are in Denver as well. They left on Friday just to get acclimated to the altitude. We know, it is called Mile High over there in Denver. And so we'll hear from Rich Cimini as well. I'll have my locks of the week a little bit later on in the show. So, and of course, we'll take your calls throughout, 800-919-3776. But again, this is Fantasy Forecast. So as always, I like to get you started with some of the news and notes out there, just so you're aware. Just a reminder, around 11 a.m., the active, inactive lists come out, at least for the 1 o'clock games. I know we've got a number there. I mean, there is a laundry list of players with some big time question marks. So, and some of those games are in the 4 o'clock. So just a reminder, you know, a lot of times what I like to do is, so, you know, majority of us have those two running back spots, and then we've got the flex play. So hypothetically speaking, if you have three running backs, and I know I'm stating the obvious here, if you've got three running backs, or even same thing with wide receivers that I like to do, I like to put the late game player in the flex spot. That way, God forbid, something happens, you know, Kyle Shanahan pulls a Kyle Shanahan on you. You've got that flex play open that you can put in a running back, a wide receiver, or a tight end. So just word to the wise, and I'm sure that you guys, I'm stating the obvious. All right, so let's kick it off. As we know, the quarterbacks, Andy Dalton is out. Justin Fields is going to get the start for the Bears today against Cleveland. I really love him in fantasy. I think he's going to have a long day against that Cleveland Browns defense, especially with Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney coming after him. But nonetheless, I do like Fields in fantasy, and I'm going to be playing him in a few DFS lineups. Ben Roethlisberger is going to give it a go, but let's keep in mind he's dealing with a pectoral injury, and that offensive line has not been good for him this season. So I'm not sure he's going to last the game. We might see a little Mason Rudolph. So I would not play Ben Roethlisberger today. Derek Carr is going to give it a go, but keep in mind he did injure his ankle. So he's got a juicy matchup against the Miami Dolphins, by the way. We saw, of course, the Buffalo Bills put up 35 points against them last week, and now they have to travel across the country, and the Las Vegas Raiders have really, really been quite impressive. But again, just eyes wide open, go in knowing that Derek Carr is not 100%, and you might love to start him, because I read a stat, what he's passed for almost 800 passing yards so far in the first 2 weeks of the season. It's really unbelievable. Tua, he's going to be out because of ribs. Jacoby Brissett is going to get the start against the Raiders. I do not warrant a pickup for Jacoby Brissett. I want to say his completion percentage last week was 54%, and he threw an interception when he came in. Obviously, he's got a whole week of practice getting ready for the Raiders, but I just don't think it's a good matchup. Carson Wentz is going to give it a go, but it's not one ankle, it's two. It's both his ankles that he injured. So again, I think this is a quarterback that, and I'm talking to folks out there who play in two quarterback leagues, obviously. Wentz is not a top 12 quarterback or top 14 quarterback this week, but just be careful if he does go out. Eason more than likely is going to come in and fill that role. And both Ben Roethlisberger and Carson Wentz, just big question marks whether or not if they start, if they could finish. At the running back position, the running back situation with the San Francisco 49ers is a hot mess. So Hasty has been put on IR because of an ankle injury. So it leaves Elijah Mitchell and Sermon. Now, everything that I've been reading up until today is that Mitchell, his shoulder has not been good. So it looks like Sermon is going to get the start. But we're going to hear from Cynthia Freeland in about, 23 minutes. And she makes an excellent point that Kyle Shanahan is just a big fat liar when it comes to players and injuries and who he's going to start and who he's going to sit. So proceed cautiously. I'm someone who I play in, as you know, if you listen to the show, you know that I play in, I have 12 leagues. I want to say that I drafted Sermon in, I'd say, 8, almost 10 of the 12. So I'm putting, again, this is another one of those spots where, you know, you really want to pay attention to what Adam Schefter is saying. You really want to pay attention to what Ian Rappaport is saying. You want ears on the ground. You want to hear what's coming out of the 49ers with the beat reporters before you commit to starting him this week. But if he does go, I think it's a great start because they have so many injuries in that backfield that he's going to get the bulk of the carries. That's for sure. Josh Jacobs is out because of an ankle and a toe. So you've got Peyton Barber who came in, but Kenyon Drake really was the lead back, especially in the passing game. He's utilized in passing downs. And this is a revenge game for Kenyon Drake. Don't forget, he did play for the Miami Dolphins. So I do like Kenyon Drake today as a flex play. And I do, especially in PPR, I think he'll be utilized in the passing game. Antonio Gibson's dealing with a shoulder, but I hear that he's going to give it a go. Here's one that you really need to be concerned about. And this is a later game. This is a 4:30 game. And that's Darrell Henderson, running back for the Rams. Everything that I'm hearing because of his ribs is that he's not going to go. Right now, he's listed as doubtful. So Sony Michel could be a sneaky good play. You might want to check and see if Sony Michel is available on the waiver wire right now. If he is, you might want to pick him up, stash him, and see if maybe you could throw him in. Once the Henderson news is confirmed that he's going to be out, you'll get a heavy dose of Sony Michel in that backfield for the Rams. Dalvin Cook is dealing with an ankle, but he's expected to play. Hopefully, if you have Dalvin Cook, you've secured that backfield with Madison. If you haven't, I would do it now before that game happens. And God forbid he hurts his ankle even more. And really quick, as we know, Thursday, Christian McCaffrey went down. Christian McCaffrey, pretty much 85% of the time in most fantasy football leagues, was the number one overall pick. But as soon as McCaffrey went down, I went online and Chuba Hubbard was available in over 50% of most waiver wires. 50%. How do you go and draft? I've got Christian McCaffrey in 2 of my 12. In the 12 drafts I had, I drafted first in 2. And in both of them, I drafted Hubbard. I drafted Christian McCaffrey. And I made sure that I had Hubbard because it's your number one overall pick. You're not drafting again if you're in a 12-person league. You're not, you know, it's a snake, as you know. You're not driving. I mean, the value of that second pick, you just got to make sure that you secure yourself. And Dalvin Cook probably more than likely went second overall in your league. So, and he's dealing with an ankle injury. Again, I would just make sure that you've got Madison on your bench just in case he injures it further in this game. DeAndre Swift is dealing with a groin. Listen, you could run against the Baltimore Ravens. You know, their defense hasn't been that outstanding. I do like Jamal Williams, by the way. It's a split backfield. Jamal Williams more the rushing back, DeAndre Swift more the receiving back. So I like both of them today, but I'm leaning more towards Jamal Williams just because Swift is dealing with a groin injury. I do expect Swift to play. Wide receiver Jarvis Landry has been placed on IR. I was texting with my good friend Nathan Zagura, who's part of the Cleveland Browns broadcast team, and his text back to me was, Odell is ready to go. Okay, great. So Odell Beckham Jr. expected to be active. How attractive will he be? He should get a lion's share of the targets. I would imagine. Also, you've got Donovan Peoples-Jones, and I also like sneaky play with Anthony Schwartz today. As those would be the three top wide receivers that Baker Mayfield's going to be working with. And quick little note here, the Chicago Bears are actually quite good against opposing tight ends. Baker's been targeting his tight ends quite frequently the last 2 weeks, but the mismatch will be on the corners, not so much the strong safety and the linebackers. So, I think Odell could be a great play today, by the way. He's looking, we know Odell here. He's always looking to make a statement. That's for sure. Amari Cooper's dealing with a cracked rib. Cedric Wilson could be a sneaky good flex play or wide receiver 3 this week. You might want to see if he's available on your waiver wire. Shenault is dealing with a shoulder issue, but he's expected to go. T. Higgins' shoulder doubtful. He's going to be evaluated prior to game time. If T. Higgins cannot go, I love Boyd. I love Taylor Boyd this week. And Jamar Chase should get, obviously, some targets as well. But I think Boyd, his value increases immensely if Higgins is out. I do like Cincinnati today, by the way. I do believe that they upset the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I like them at +3.5. And also, I like them on the money line. For the Pittsburgh Steelers, Deontay Johnson, he's out. So Washington should get an uptick in targets as well. Of course, they've got Claypool. We'll see what they do with their tight ends. But I think that's the Cincinnati-Pittsburgh game is going to be a close game, a lot closer, I think, than what most people think. Ty Williams, wide receiver for the Detroit Lions, he's out. So TJ Hockenson has been an absolute beast in fantasy for the tight end position. So with him out, he's averaging 12 targets a game, which is really, really unbelievable, ridiculous in considering where I think a lot of people drafted TJ Hockenson. Great value there. For the Atlanta Falcons, Russell Gage is out with an ankle. So very interesting. I think you've got Cordell Patterson, who's been playing kind of this hybrid role for the Atlanta Falcons, running back, wide receiver. So with Gage out and has, unfortunately, as poorly as the Giants defense has been playing, I think Patterson, I think you elevate him to a solid flex play. Or and what's great about him is you could slot him in as a wide receiver or a running back. So because he's a hybrid. Will Fuller is expected back for the Miami Dolphins today. That will be interesting. Antonio Brown out because of COVID against the Rams. So what happens there? Also, Chris Godwin has a very difficult matchup. Apparently, I was reading Jalen Ramsey has been covering slot wide receivers predominantly this season. And so I do believe that Godwin, a lot of people think that it's going to be Mike Evans on Ramsey. I think it's going to be Godwin with Ramsey, and it might open up things for Mike Evans. So just keep an eye on that. Jamison Crowder, not expected to play for the Jets today. DeAndre Hopkins, by the way, is dealing with an injury. If he's not able to go, wow, do I like Rondell Moore so much. I mean, he put on a show last week. So expect him to pick up where he left off against the Jacksonville Jaguars. In regard to tight ends, Zach Ertz was on the COVID-19 list, but he has come off, so he's expected to be active. How attractive will he be against Dallas? Only time will tell. He hasn't had that great of a season. And defensive players, just to be in the know about, Bradley Chubb not going to play because of his ankle surgery, so he won't go against the Jets. TJ Watt has been ruled out for the Pittsburgh Steelers because of his groin. Brandon Graham out for the Eagles because of an Achilles. JPP is out against the Rams because of a shoulder. And Joey Bosa is dealing with a foot. So keep an eye on that. Joey Bosa foot injury if you play in a league where you start defensive players.
This is the Fantasy Forecast Podcast with Anita Marks.
Later on this afternoon, I don't know about you, I can't wait for the Rams to get after Tom Brady. And of course, later on tonight, Green Bay and the 49ers, and then what a treat we have on Monday Night Football with the Dallas Cowboys and, of course, the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's get to your calls. 800-919-3776. Let's go to RJ in Summers. RJ, welcome in. What you got?
Thanks for taking my call, Anita. I have two questions. Trey Sermon or Jamal Williams?
Yeah, listen, again, like I said, hold on one second. I want to confirm. So Jamal Williams is playing at 1 o'clock. And then you've got the 49ers later on tonight. See, that's really tough. So this is what I would do. I would follow Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport and, you know, all the dudes who like to break news and be in the know, just to hear what they're saying about Trey Sermon. That's what I would do. And then I would make, okay, if it sounds like Mitchell's going to play, if it doesn't sound, you know, everything I'm hearing about Sermon is that, okay, well let's rewind really quick. I think it's important we do this. You know, Sermon was getting a lot of buzz at camp. I had Stefania Bell, who's a huge 49ers fan, on here. I had several other media folk who had stopped off at the 49ers training camp who were saying nothing but outstanding things about Sermon. A lot of us went out and drafted him right in the 7th, 8th round, something like that. So now we've had him on our bench for the last 2 weeks. Surprise, surprise, he's a healthy scratch. He's a healthy bench in week one. So obviously he's in Kyle Shanahan's doghouse. So, and Kyle Shanahan comes out in the media and says some negative things about him. He's, you know, he needs to prove it more. The reason that he got benched is because he's not a top three running back on this team. You know, added motivation, talking to the media, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, their running backs start dropping like flies. What I heard this week is that Sermon had really good practices, that he's looked great. Even Kyle Shanahan said that. Now, is Kyle being honest? I hope so. Like, you know, right now, I'm really optimistic. I'm feeling like 80% that I'm going to start him and he's going to deliver for me later on tonight. But again, you know, we just have to be cautious because it is Kyle Shanahan and he is a liar. And so you want to make sure that you just stay on top of the news with Adam Schefter and Ian and Jay Glazer and all these guys. That's what I would, but that's what I would warrant. That's what I'd suggest you do. But if everything sounds like A-okay, then for sure I would start Trey Sermon over Jamal Williams.
Okay, great advice. The other question I have two out of three that I have to play as wide receivers. I have Marquise Brown, Claypool, and Devontae Smith. Do I stick Claypool just because of Big Ben's injury?
Yeah. You know, if you're in a touchdown heavy league, I do like Claypool. I think Claypool scores a touchdown today, but I love Devontae Smith. Let me tell you something. The Dallas Cowboys are missing 7 players from their front 7 and some big names. This will be the first time the Dallas Cowboys are going up against a quarterback that has a running threat. The past 2 quarterbacks that they faced, Tom Brady, who doesn't scramble to save his life, and of course, Justin Herbert, who's a pocket passer. He doesn't scramble either. So I really like Philadelphia. I think Philadelphia beats Dallas today. I like them plus 3.5. I like them on the money line, and I think Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith hook up for a really, really big showing on Monday Night Football. So I really like Devontae Smith a lot.
Very good. All right, thank you, Anita. Appreciate it.
You got it. Let's go to Eric in Oakland. Eric, you're up.
Hey, Anita. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Love the show. All right. I need some running back and receiver help. So for my running backs, I got Najee Harris and Kareem Hunt. Do I start Pollard over Hunt, though? That's my question.
I think you start Pollard over both of them. Let me tell you something. A lot of people aren't aware of this, but the Cincinnati Bengals rush defense, top 3 in the NFL. And their offensive line, the Pittsburgh Steelers offensive line, is horrendous. I think they're just going to stack the box. Ben Roethlisberger's depth of target is 5.7 yards. Dude should have retired. Let's be honest. Dude should have retired. So I don't like Najee Harris. I mean, listen, if you're desperate, you know, to me, Najee Harris is no more than a flex play. And Pollard, I think Pollard's the best running. I think Pollard's better than Ezekiel Elliott. I really do. I think it's ridiculous they're paying him that much money. And I like Pollard, especially in PPR. So for me, Pollard is a running back too. Najee Harris is a flex play.
Got it. And what about, so with DeAndre Hopkins, I'm thinking about sitting him today because I read the report that he's going to give it a go. And I'm thinking about putting Marquise Brown in over him just in case he doesn't get any snaps.
Yeah, I like it. I like that philosophy. Even if he does play, I think Rondale Moore is going to get the bulk of the targets. And we saw last week just how explosive and how special he is. So I like it. Listen, right. Eric, sometimes you've got to take risks in fantasy. I know a lot of people are like, what are you talking about? Bench Hopkins? Well, he's injured. I like it. I like it.
Any other running back that you would recommend me trying to get on the waiver wire?
Sony Michel. I said it earlier. Sony Michel available?
No, he's not. He's not.
That would be to me. That's really the only one that if he's available, because I'm hearing that Henderson is not going to play.
Okay.
So I'm assuming Kenyon Drake is out as well.
You know what? He might be available. I just have to check. I have Fournette, okay. But I don't want to play him against the Rams. Yeah, Drake is out. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't.
Someone took him already.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Listen. I like Pollard. I'm telling you, Pollard is the best back in that Dallas Cowboys backfield. I know it sounds crazy, but he is.
Okay.
All right, Eric. Take care.
This is the Fantasy Forecast Podcast with Anita Marks.
By the way, Yankees win last night 5-3. So they've taken 2 of 3 from the Red Sox. Can they sweep today? Let's hope so. As we know, we all want them to get into the postseason as that wild card. 800-919-3776. I was going to play a clip from Cynthia Freeland. I hope to do that within the next 30 minutes, but we've got a full bank of calls, and I want to help you guys out as much as possible. So let's get back to the calls. Kevin in Connecticut, welcome in. What you got?
Hi, Nina. Thanks for taking my call today. I have two questions for you. I've been going back and forth all week. Quarterback today, should I trust to start Tom Brady? Is it going to be a high-scoring affair?
Here's what I'm worried about Tom Brady. Last time Tom Brady faced the Rams, he was 0 for 6 in passes, 20 yards or more. He had a 54 completion percentage, and he threw 2 interceptions. I think this game is going to mean more to the Rams than it is to the Bucs, because the Bucs take on the Patriots next week. And I think this is a game that I think Sean McVay and the Rams, they've had this game marked on their calendar. They beat the Bucs. Now things really get legit for them, right? Where I think for the Bucs, Tom Brady and that entire team are looking forward to the Patriots next week. So Who are your other options?
Well, and the one thing I have Tom Brady, my other option is Justin Fields.
Oh, I love Justin Fields. I'd play Justin Fields over Tom Brady today in fantasy. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. And then my second question is, I was in a little bit of a flex pinch, and I'm trusting Kay Osborne from the Minnesota Vikings. Do you like him?
I do. He's been getting a significant amount of targets, but that's desperate times. What are your other options?
Okay, in one of my leagues, I'm starting Kay Osborne over Cole Beasley, and then in my other league, I'm starting Kay Osborne over Kadarius Watkins.
Yeah, I would roll with both those.
Okay.
Okay. Here's another one for you, Kevin. And thank you for the phone call. I've got that Minnesota Vikings Seattle Seahawks game as being the highest point total today. I think both Kirk Cousins and Russell Wilson tossed 3 interceptions, 3 touchdowns each. I've got that game really, really high on the over. I love, one of my favorite bets is the Seattle Seahawks point total over 27.5 points today, just their team total over. Let's go to Frank in Bayonne. Frank, welcome in.
Hi, Anita, how are you?
Great.
I have Matthew Stafford as my quarterback. In general, I'm a little nervous with him this week with the Bucs, although they haven't really been that good. And I'm a homer, and Daniel Jones is on my waiver wire, so I picked him up, obviously. You know, he's the 4th ranked quarterback in fantasy, XYZ, all the run plays. So who would you start today? Is the Bucs defense that good, or are they not? You know, like they haven't been, and are the Falcons that bad? I need your opinion, please. Would you start?
The Bucs passing defense has not been good.
Yeah,
you know, they've been far from good. But I love Danny Dimes today against that Atlanta Falcons defense in that secondary. Yeah. So, but you know, Listen, the Rams are one of my teams this season, right? Like, I love Matthew Stafford. I think he's gotten a raw deal his entire career. Finally, he's with a legit team and a legit coach who's got an offensive mind, coordinator kind of mentality. So I love Matthew Stafford today. I wouldn't be surprised Matthew Stafford tosses 280 yards and 3 touchdowns. But Daniel Jones has the opportunity to, with, you know, the way that he's been running the football as well as passing the football, Atlanta's defense is horrible. They've got some corners that are out. They've got a starting corner, TJ Green, who played safety. Good luck with that. Usually corners, as they get older, they turn into safeties. Safeties don't turn into corners. So I would play Daniel Jones today. I think Daniel Jones is going to put on a clinic.
Awesome. And one more, if you could. So I just heard you mention Sony Michel a few calls ago. I had him on my bench. Haven't been starting him because he hasn't been that good. Between him, Jay White, and I picked up Barber from the Raiders.
Yeah, listen, I'm hearing
Jacob's problems.
Yeah, Frank, thanks for the phone call. I'm hearing that Darrell Henderson is not going to play. So if he's going to be inactive, yeah, tee up Sony Michel. Sony Michel should get the bulk of the carries and the bulk of the action for the Rams, for sure. Let's go to Anthony in New York. Anthony, welcome in.
Hi, Anita. How are you?
Good morning.
I have a question. Heineke or Big Ben at QB today?
I don't like Big Ben today. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are in for a heap of trouble, and also he's dealing with a pectoral injury. Not sure if he's going to make it all 4 quarters. So if those are your options, I would go with Heineke, which, by the way, I think a lot of points are going to be scored in that Bills-Washington game. Washington's defense is not as good as advertised, and I don't know what's going on with the Bills. The Bills were my Super Bowl pick. I'm not backing out from that, but they need to get right, and they need to get right soon. I don't know if this is that game, but one thing that we do know is Heineke is able to put up some solid points in fantasy. So I'd go Heineke over Ben, Anthony.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Let's go. Let's go. Let's take one more before we take a break, and let's go to Steve in New Jersey. Steve, good morning.
How you doing, Ms. Green? I got a couple quick questions. All right, I got Cousins or Rodgers, your opinion?
Wow, that's hashtag, that's champagne problem, Steve. I love both of them. Here's the thing about Rodgers. Don't forget, the 49ers passed up on him for Alex Smith. He forever and a day has a grudge and a beef about the 49ers. And every time he plays them, he destroys them. So I would go Rodgers.
All right. Second question, Gronkowski or Goddard?
Wow. You know what? I would go Gronk just because Antonio Brown is out. And like I said, I think Jalen Ramsey is going to be on Godwin. So I think really, you know, Tom's two best options are going to be Gronk and Mike Evans.
Okay. And then I got between Drake, Cooper, or Hollywood Brown, where do I start?
Cooper Kupp?
Oh, Amari Cooper, I'm sorry.
Oh, Amari Cooper's dealing with a cracked rib, so no. And so if I were you, I would go Marquise Brown against the Lions, for sure.
This is the Fantasy Forecast Podcast with Anita Marks.
Without further ado, Cynthia Freeland joins me each and every Saturday for my... called a regular show, the Anita Marks Show, from noon to three, and she always gives us her little inside skinny on some of the fantasy football players that she likes that fly a little bit low on the radar. She always starts with her quarterback.
Danny Dimes, that's when I can be happy with my New York market. Now, I think you should, Daniel Jones is in my top 10 this week, so if you are looking for a quarterback that's potentially available on your waiver wire, you can absolutely play him in, you know, regular fantasy season long, but I love him in upside for daily fantasy too. I think he'll be a chalky pick, meaning I think a lot of people will use him, but that's great because it allows you to pay up for other people who are more expensive.
Okay. Running backs, who do you like?
Told you I like my CEH. I think he's a great pick. I also like Joe Mixon, going back to that double dipping there in my, obviously in season long, you're going to be playing him no matter what, but I like him in daily fantasy too. I think he's going to have a really nice situation this week. And I think you can look, I don't know what is going on in, you know, when it comes to the Ravens, but Latavius Murray could be in a good situation. There seems to be a lot of injured players on that team. The injury report on Friday was like 17,000 things long, but you always play someone against the Lions because, you know, running backs against the Lions, just do it.
I do like Latavius Murray. Here's a question for you in regard to ad drop. Of course, now we know that McCaffrey is out because of the hamstring issue. Hubba mm-hmm. is going to come in.
Chuba, go get him.
There you go. Chuba Hubba.
Chuba Hubbard, for sure.
Well, mm-hmm. would you drop Latavius Murray for Chuba?
In a season long, yeah. Play Latavius this week and then drop him after, obviously. But Chuba Hubbard no one's going to be a bigger waiver wire pickup this week than Chuba Hubbard. I mean, 100%. So just put that order in as soon as possible because whatever. But chances are, I mean, he's going to get whoever is number one on the waiver wire priority in your league is going to get Chuba Hubbard. That's just what's going to happen because, I mean, with Christian McCaffrey being out, there's no other. If he wasn't drafted as a handcuff, then, you know, he will be the hottest thing on the wire.
The running back situation with the 49ers.
Yeah, so Niners, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm hearing that Mitchell's out. I'm hearing that Mitchell's out and Sermon is going to start, which is huge because a lot of people drafted Sermon in the, eighth, ninth, tenth round and have been holding on to him, waiting for, you know, Kyle to get him out of the doghouse.
Is that who's healthy, though? Because I saw that, you know, we got Elijah on the injury report. I don't know. Kyle Shanahan's a lying coach. I love him. He's a lying liar, right? Like, he doesn't tell us the truth about anything. Like, maybe Trey Lance will play this week. Who knows? Like, I truly don't know. So, I don't know. I try to stay away from things that are that cloudy, but I wouldn't drop Sermon. I mean, everyone's
No, hurt, no, no, so not knows? To drop him, but possibly to play him this week.
Okay,
all right. Like,
well,
all right, let's...
I don't know if I'd play him this week. I don't trust it. I think he's a lying liar. I don't know.
I think he's a lying liar. All right, what about wide receivers? Who do you like wide receiver wise?
Well, you got to go with Rondale Moore because we don't know what's going on with DeAndre Hopkins. And in a game that could get away from the Jags very easily, the Cardinals offense, you want to target someone there. So Rondale Moore actually right now, per Next Gen Stats, has been getting the most separation for any receiver. Busted coverages are something I really like to target. And you know who would bust the coverage is absolutely the Jags defense. So I think Rondale Moore is one I'm playing in like all formats. He seems to have taken over what we thought might be the AJ Green role, but nope, he's not. It's him. So I like that one a lot this week. I'm a little scared about Cooper Kupp. Why? Because for the same reason that the busted coverages that we saw, I mean, this guy has the most yards after the catch over expected, meaning he's been seeing a lot of busted coverages. And I don't think that Todd Bowles will let him bust in coverage. I think Todd Bowles will have a plan to stop Cooper Kupp. So I think you could, in daily fantasy, play Van Jefferson. I think that could be an interesting upside pick for a tournament.
And last but not least, before we let you go, tight end, who you eyeing?
You know what? I think you could go back to anyone with an extra X in their name seems to be doing very well. I might go back to the Cardinals for this one. If you really need to go like deeper in it, Max Williams could be a good pick for you there. But I like Jared Cook a lot. I think that the Chargers are going to, this is an interesting game for the Chargers against the Chiefs. And I think Jared Cook could see the end zone. I think we're kind of sleeping on this guy who's been in the league forever, right? Like Jared Cook, there we go.
Great stuff as always, Cynthia. Always love having you on Saturday, my friend. You crush it all the time. We'll be watching you tomorrow and enjoy week three.
You too.
Again, Cynthia Freeland, always on with me, typically around 1:30 p.m. on Saturdays. That's appointment radio for sure, because not only does she give me her fantasy football picks, but she also gives me her NFL plays, and she's hands down one of the most brilliant people I know in my life. 800-919-3776. Let's go to Irving in Ridgefield. Irving, you're up.
Yo, good morning, Anita. How you doing?
Good morning, good morning.
Hey, Anita, I got a question. I started Robbie Anderson, so I'm already off to a horrible start, so I need some upside. It's either between Brian Edwards, Darius Slayton, or Elijah Moore. What you thinking?
Edwards,
it's a half-point format.
Slayton, Rondale Moore?
No, Elijah Moore from the Jets.
Oh, Elijah Moore. Oh, no, no, no. I would play Slayton today again.
Yeah, that's what I have right now.
AJ,
starting.
Yeah, AJ Terrell. Here's the thing, Irvin, and thank you for your phone call. AJ Terrell is out. So AJ Green is going to play. He's a safety being slotted in now as an outside corner. So Golladay or Slayton is going to get the AJ Green assignment the majority, over 50% of the time. And whoever gets that assignment is going to crush it today. I'm banking it on Slayton because, in my opinion, why would the Atlanta Falcons put, you know, their worst corner on Golladay? So I think Slayton could be a sneaky, sneaky great play in fantasy today. I'm staying away from the game, and again, we're going to kick off New York game day in just a few minutes, and Matthias Kiwanuka and I will dive into this. But I'm playing a lot of prop bets in that game. I'm playing over with Danny Dimes. I'm playing over receptions with Sterling Shepard, over yards with all three wide receivers. I'm playing overs, a lot of overs in that for sure. 800-919-3776. I believe my computer just pooped out on me. Let me call. There we go. All right, one more. There we go. Let's go. We'll take one more call before we end the show. Let's go to Joe in Morristown. Joe, welcome in.
Good morning, Anita.
Good morning.
So, two quick questions. Rondale Moore or Amari Cooper? I guess Amari Cooper is off the injury report, but I'm not sure I trust it. Who do you start?
Moore, for sure. Rondale Moore.
Good to know. Thank you. And then
Amari Cooper still dealing with a crack rib. Excuse me.
Yeah. Okay. Wide receiver. I'm sorry. So running back. I have Mike Davis. I have Cordarrelle Patterson on the bench.
I'd play Patterson over Davis. Thank you for your phone call, Joe. Appreciate it. I'd play Patterson over Davis just because he's more of a hybrid, and Russell Gage is going to be inactive today. He's not playing. So I think a lot of points are going to be scored in this Atlanta Giants game, and I think they're going to have to get really creative with Patterson. So I would play Patterson over Davis.
This is the Fantasy Forecast Podcast with Anita Marks.